We made it, buddy.
Yeah.
Down, down, come on down. Nej.
Oh,
in English.
Oh yeah.
I forget.
No, but you speak well in English. Don't tell me that, huh? Can you go inside, buddy, like we practice?
Yes.
Come. Yes. All right.
See.
Yes.
On a fait?
No.
No.
It's live. Oh. It's a bonne franquette, buddy.
So we don't affect it.
We don't affect it.
All right.
Vincent Seaman.
Hi guys.
Man, I know you for the last 12 years. I think we start together the full time, 2008 at the Saint-Cyboire. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
You remember that? Because you were the only magician. Is it the term you use?
Yeah, I was allowed to...
Not allowed. Have the guts.
Maybe.
The guts.
No, we were three, like, magicians.
You show me one.
Langlois.
Never do open mic. No? Stand up, never. He was too big in his head to do that. Okay. Remember that?
Yeah, I don't talk about people anymore.
You talk about, you start with.
No, I just name people.
Exactly,
that
don't name people.
No, no, okay, but you told me that I was the only one.
You're the only one, the only yes, one.
It was Sébastien Wissais who was doing some.
Yeah, but he was, he stopped after that. Look. The year you saw him.
The year he did Rodvard Mon Premier Gala.
Exactly, but after that he stopped. Yeah, he never did open mic.
He was more doing.
Yes, you like, you are a comedian magician. I always saw that.
I would always been in the comedy business, yeah. So I.
But where did you get this guts to be? Because magician, I always compare like goaltender, you know,
a goaltender
and a hockey team.
Okay.
The goaltender.
Oh, the goaltender. I said goaltender.
Go tender.
Tender.
Yeah,
tender.
Buddy. That's why you should take a coffee, tabarnak.
The fuck, tender.
Go tender, or, you know, it's a special job, you know.
Yeah.
So they always focus. They are the same team, but don't disturb the goaltender, you know. Magician, you know, you have so many tricks, so many stuff.
But you can disturb me, it doesn't matter.
I know, but you know what I mean. It's complicated. And for you, arrive with all your stuff, your birds. An open mic, I was like, who the fuck is this guy? You know what I mean? Hustling. This is why I invite you today.
Well, it was not open mic, it was the first part. Like, we're not doing open mic.
You
we're
do,
paid.
Oh, yeah, all the time. No, me, yeah, you were you're a middle, and I
yeah.
saw you grow until you're too good.
I didn't do a lot of first part.
No,
because I was adlining pretty
fast,
pretty
but you
fast, yeah.
No, I mean, this is my point. It's not because you do a headliner show like Drummondville, the Grand Bill, you know, the Toe Hall, that you still continue to do open mic just to be tight.
Yeah.
And this is amazing and rare. Magician, okay, they always told me I practice for front of my mirror. I say yes, but you don't have the reaction, you know what I mean?
I practice in front of the people.
Exactly. And it's why you succeed.
Like my version A or 1, it's always in front of the people.
Exactly.
I never did this in front of my mirror.
So let's go there, okay? Let's go there. Why Vincent C needs so much attention?
I don't need attention.
You don't need attention?
No, I just don't.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't need attention.
Let's go back we 3 minutes before.
Yes. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good, yeah.
Yes, man.
I got COVID.
So you don't need attention?
No, I don't need attention.
Think about that. Then.
No, seriously.
You need attention.
I don't need it.
Why you always want to be on stage?
I don't want to be on stage anymore. I don't want to.
Oh, anymore? Okay. No, I mean, no. We start.
Yeah,
when
yeah
you,
if we if
younger.
Talk about when I'm with.
Yeah, not now, not now.
Well, then
hey, it's funny. We're gonna go there, by the way, because I don't want attention anymore. But I'm fucked because
yeah.
I work so hard to where I am, but I can't do anything else now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're gonna go back there, but let's go back.
I'm fucked too.
The kid. The Vincent Cibre,
yeah,
the
it's not because I wanted attention, it's because I wanted to show what I can do because I thought it was pretty different from the others. So I thought that, well, let's show my stuff because people seem to like it, so.
Okay, but let's go there. How old are you when you realize you want to do magic?
I'm 16.
Okay, so it's old. It's not like, because magician normally it's kid. You know,
I
receive a box. Remember the box with the flower or the stick?
That's how you
flock in a year.
That's flowers for you. Okay.
Yeah, the stick.
I
you do that.
Flower. No.
I know, but the stick.
Yeah, you seem to do throw knife, man.
And the flower arrived.
Like, let's make some flowers appear.
Exactly.
No, but yeah, I had a magic box when I was young. My grandma bought me a magic box, and I didn't like reading, so I invent my own stuff with the props that I had in the box, and it was pretty awful, but still, it was original. So then I put that aside, and I got a cousin who's 5 years plus jeune que moi,
younger
than me. And my aunt asked me if I wanted to do something special for my little cousin. So, and she talked to me about a magic box and everything. So anyway, we went to the library, and I bought a book about magic, and I decided to do a show for my little cousin, and it went pretty well. So
how old are you at the time?
I'm like 10.
Okay, I mean, think about that. People don't understand that. No Google.
No.
You have to go to the library. You rent the book. So you want some, you know, it's because you want something. Yeah. That you can change your mind anytime. And you said, no.
And you need to be focused.
Yes. So you
guys.
And you did how many times you did?
I did half an hour, I think.
Wow. 10 years old, half an hour.
Yeah.
Do you realize how it was great?
Yeah. I didn't know it would be cool, but finally my cousin and her friends,
they liked it,
so I said, oh well, I got this, you know, this capacity to entertain people. So I said, okay, then put that aside, and I went to it's a pretty long story, eh?
It's why you're here,
and
no, it's a long story.
Then I moved to Blanc-Sablon, which is the last village on the Basse-Côte Nord.
Okay. Oh, you're from Côte Nord?
No, I'm not from Côte Nord. I lived there like 2 years.
Okay.
So it's like 5 minutes from Labrador.
Okay.
And no street to go over there. No, nothing. You have to go by plane.
Wow.
Or by boat and car with the Province Maritime. Anyway, so I went there. My neighbor was making a silk disappear handkerchief, red one. And so, how the fuck do you do this? And Dad, I won't tell you. And so, do it again. So, he did the trick like maybe 30 times. And I said, what the hell, man? Show me or I'll kill you. And so, he showed me. And it was a plastic thumb, a fake thumb.
Oh, yes.
A thumb tip, like we called it. And instead of going, oh, that's so stupid, fuck off, I said, whoa, that's pretty amazing. It's like James Bond. And I want to learn more about this art, because I think you can do miracles with that. So that's why I thought it was pretty clever. And then I started to study magic. And
at 16?
No, I was 12, 13. Okay. 13 maybe. 13, 14, yeah. That's the real break, like the vanish, like the self-vanish. Anyway, so I liked it, but I didn't like magicians,
yeah,
because
the rabbit.
When I was reading about magic, was amazing, man, and the way they invent, like, the methods behind the trick was so clever. And I said, whoa, that. And every time I was watching magician, I was like, that's not what I read in the book.
Exactly.
It's, I don't like that.
Yeah.
They think I'm a kid, so they talk to me like this, and we are adults.
Yeah.
They do stuff like here, I got some powder, and that's why it's float. No, fuck you, man. It's because there's a thread, and I can see it. That's it. So, stop telling me, stop lying to me.
Yes.
And I was a little bit pissed, so I said to myself, well, if I know anything.
It's all right. No, everything's good.
So you leave and you go back.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I'm a producer. I'm the light man. I'm the...
You're everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
So continue.
Beautiful place anyway.
I know. It's my
God.
Yes. All right, focus.
Like
so
gold and diamonds everywhere.
Yes. I'm going to give you this diamond later if you're kind. So you realize that what you read and what you saw is not the same thing.
No, so I said, well, maybe magic is misrepresented. So I said, well, let's do my stuff. And I decided to do my own stuff. And it was working. And it's SNCC.
SNCC.
He's a guy who's working on in TV, in French TV.
Just for laugh.
Just for laugh. And loves stuff.
He did course in that L'École.
Well, he saw me in a bar and he said, well, man, that's pretty cool what you do. That's pretty different. So, and he called me for En route vers mon premier gala.
Yes.
And that's where it all started for the public, because you already knew me, guys, the people in the industry.
Everybody, me too. I did En route 2008.
Yeah, with the you. First one with yeah, Mike Ward.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The first one with Mike Ward, exactly. And so, who win? Jérémy Demy win this year?
No.
No? I think it's Jérémy Demy win.
Think so?
Yeah. So, where did you go with that? Did you go to the final?
Semi-final, I think. Yeah.
So, but this was enough to help you to have corporate?
I already, yes, exactly. Yeah, this is it. So, I was already living...
Yes.
From magic yes. at that time.
Yes.
I was 18, 19.
Yes.
From 19 years old, I'm 39 now. So it's been 20 years that I've been living from magic or comedy or.
But your personage was not done. You built it.
Well, the character.
The character, exactly.
The character is. Yeah, it was more like an image than a character.
Yes.
But it was better than after. Like my first character when I did Just for Laugh in 2009 with my bazooka, I was better than 2 years after when I was watching me. Is like I had more experience 2 years later, but the character was better in 2009.
What's happening? Is there somebody who want to change that?
I think it's manager.
Because you have a big company wants you, so they said we have to change this.
Oh yeah, to be
the hat,
and not only the hat. It's like the attitude. I remember it was more credible when I was in 2009 than in 2011 or 2012. I think it was more natural. It was more me, and now because I just went up from. Big depression, so my character changed again. He's older.
The sarcastic at the past was not real, but now it's true. Look.
Yeah,
now, now you're not sarcastic when you said "fuck you."
Tired of everything.
Yeah.
So now the character is like the guy who's on stage.
He's the same in life.
Almost, and he's glad that there's people in the audience, but like. He knows he's a magician, and he said, "I know."
Okay. Let's go there. Let's go there. Because I know the answer, but I'm gonna. Is it because you're tired to do this job, or is the business around the job?
Oh, it's the business. It's not the job. The job is cool.
Exactly.
But the people business? In the business are assholes. Sorry, I won't name nobody, but you're.
They know already who they are.
You're almost all assholes.
Oh man, that's
so. I don't know English business, but I'm.
Sure it's the same thing.
It's the same.
Wait, it's politics. It's politic. It's.
So it's not the best one who achieved success. It's
the guy who don't give up.
Not even.
But
it's the guy who
knows somebody.
Who knows somebody and who fucking kiss their ass and.
Yeah.
Who was always. Gentle and you know you don't have
you're not gentle, maybe not anymore.
No,
but at the time,
I think I was. I think the character was not. I think I was, and I think people
mixed like Mike Ward.
Yeah,
they think he's an asshole, but he's not an asshole.
No, so and because I was not like I was.
Oh yes, buddy, this is my cappuccino, and you order a bottle of water.
Spring water.
Thank you so much. Make some noise, buddy. The Peroni. Peroni, buddy. Best restaurant. So you have difficulty to find parking, you said?
Oh, man. I used to work out
here. There's construction everywhere. You're right.
I used to work out on Sherbrooke and, I don't know, Peel. One of my friends got a gym, private gym. And every time it was like half an hour to find a parking. So it took me like half an hour to find
parking. People said Montreal is a great city.
And I put only like 25 cents.
My diamond place. Well,
yeah, I know. Now it's diamond citrus place.
Okay, so let's go there. So
now it smells fine.
For people who don't know you, okay? You did.
Well, everybody. Because I don't think people in English knows me.
No, maybe people who speak in French and understand English.
I mean, English magicians knows me, I think.
Okay.
Know me. Sorry, there's more. My English is real not good, so I'm sorry, folks.
No, your English is great. Come on. I saw you. We did a show, a French show, like 1 year ago with Steve Chartrand, remember?
Tastes like lemon.
Really?
Yeah.
And we talk about that.
It's not COVID friendly.
What do you mean?
It's mine.
Huh? Oh, you're right.
It's all mine.
Oh, yeah, the cake, keep me, I have my cappuccino body. Remember?
That's true.
I remember, and you just arrived from France.
Yeah. I remember the show at Laval for Steve.
And I felt like you're more happy than now.
Yeah, because I decided that my career, it was too much pressure, man.
In French?
No, in French, I don't do show in English, so...
No, in France.
Not,
sorry.
Not everywhere. I have less difficulty in France than here.
So why you don't move there forever?
Because it costs a lot of money to rent a place, to be in Paris, to... Now I got friends.
Yeah, but you win so many awards.
Yeah.
So you're not supposed to find somebody who said, hey, you know what? Nobody...
I'll give you a rent for free because you got a mandrake.
No, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but still, I don't have producer. Last time I got producer, I've been screwed up really bad. I still have my contract.
Can you talk about that?
I can send my lawyer to her and she will be fucked.
Okay, so you have bad experience.
Arrived here, I lost my wife. She's not dead, she just left.
She's just lost?
She's
lost in the car?
She can go. And I lost my dad. My dad died.
Yes.
So all the same year, I lost my contract in France. So you know what, man? I decided that all the pressure that I had on my shoulders, fuck off, live your life.
Yes.
Have fun. So I don't care if I don't work. I don't care if I work. I just...
So is it something, I mean, for you, the COVID, is it something great for you?
Yeah.
Because you don't need now... to lose all the contract because everybody lose the contract.
Yeah.
For me, it was, I know people die of COVID, but for me personally, it was best time of my life. Because I have to rethink about who I am, where I'm going, what I want, what I don't want, you know?
Yeah, I work on myself a lot. Well,
yes.
While the COVID still is.
Oh, it still is. I don't work.
I don't work too.
I will not work with front of 15 people.
I got the last PCU this week.
Yes, yes, me too. Do you think it's the last one? They're gonna do something in it. Because if they don't do that, we're fucked.
You're fucked. I got money.
So if you have money, why you ask for a PCU?
Well, because
you
economy.
Don't. Yeah, well, so don't play ST. You're fucking rich.
No, I'm not fucking rich. I'm just richer than you because I can live like a year without working.
Yeah.
I can still live 2 years without working, but after that, I have no more money.
Exactly. So, you don't want that. You want to keep that. So okay.
Yes, I want to keep that money. Anyway, no COVID, man. It's like everybody came on my how do you say my life beat, because this is my beat. Be at home, work at home, going to the mall or to the, how do you say, l'épicerie.
Yeah, grocery store.
The grocery store.
Because
once
for people, how many shows you do? You did a lot of shows before that.
Man, I got more than 3,000, if not 4,000 shows.
In 10 years?
In 20 years. Yeah.
And you did...
I'm in France, I work all day except Monday.
Yes, because this is important. So because in Quebec, opportunity is there, but not enough job. In French, it's the boom there. And you're the only one who do magic like you do.
You know what? In France, there's no comedy...
circuit?
No. Well, it's more like in English. You go there free.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to pay.
You have to pay to play?
To play. And most of the time, you share the hat at the end. So everybody put money, and at the end, you split everything. So you make like 30, 50 bucks a night. So it's, I think Quebec, it's
more professional. But
and I don't have a lot of corporate over there, but when I have, it's almost 10 times the price that I charge here. So yes, it's good.
Yeah.
So I do more TV over there. And,
exactly.
And I do more tour.
It'd be nuts. No, not shitty TV though. Big TV show.
Yeah, big TV show. Yeah.
So let's go there, because first, why you decide to go to France when your career is built and you're the next guy who's gonna have the one man show? You know that.
Maybe it was a mistake, but I had an opportunity over there because of Arthur Braghetti,
yes,
who is the guy who changed clothes.
Yes.
Pretty fast. So I was in his show that I wrote with Serge Denoncourt, the director of the show.
And I think he's back in France, this guy. He said that you have a show
in Italy right now.
Okay.
So I was the co-star of Arturo. I had a big, big part in this show. And
this is 2007?
No, it's 2010 or 11.
Okay, because in 2007 you win a coup de cœur. You win an award.
2009.
2009?
2008, yeah.
Okay, I thought it was... you win an award?
2006? I don't
know. Remember, you never get the plate?
I got it, finally.
Like
4 years after I got my trophy.
Yes.
It's a plate.
It's a plate, yes. But this was great for you, though.
Yeah.
You know? So you build your...
You know, man, I was doing nothing except my job.
Yes.
And I got calls, I got price, I got people who wanted to work with me. And at the moment I said yes to all those people, it started to go down.
Really?
Yeah.
Why it's go down? What do you mean it just go down?
Well, I got still opportunities, a friend, but nobody knows me, man. I will say it in French because I don't know the word in English. J'ai jamais été positionné.
Okay.
Can you translate that?
Yeah, but you never get... nobody know how to
put... Like, you know, there's people like... Without saying a name. Like, they don't have a big CV, big background.
Yes.
And for one thing, boom, and everybody knows them. And now they got jobs. Like, Mathieu Dufault, because of his Instagram... got of contract after that. Now he's everywhere.
Rachid Badouri have 10 minutes and he became a superstar like that.
Yeah, but remember that was another Stade Notre Époque.
Oh yeah, sorry, it was Richard. Sorry, you're right. It was Richard Badouri.
No, but...
I know, it was another era.
Like...
Yeah.
You remember, you think François Morassi did one Just for Laughs, because there was three channels.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're
so
right.
So now you do it Just for Laughs.
Yes.
Nobody knows the day after.
Yes,
but,
right.
But 10 years ago or 20 years ago, you were doing one Just for Laughs.
Yes.
Everybody knows you.
Yes.
So it's
like
the
Tonight Show at the time.
Yeah,
exactly.
So it's not the same at all. First,
yeah, this guy you just said, what is
Dufault?
He said, I did 15 shows and I'm ready for the Place des Arts. I was like, tabarnak. And do you wrote some joke? No, it's spontaneous. Tabarnak, good luck, man.
So, and it works.
So yes, but
so my CV is like, it's like thicker than...
Oh yeah,
I would say, man,
it's a brick.
All the fucking comedian together.
Yes,
I got so many things. I travel around the world, won prizes, but magicians know who I am, but people like I got fan base, but it's it's not like a Julien Lacroix. Well.
Okay. Julien Lacroix.
Or
She'd yell at her, really?
Now you got a big fan base.
I think you upgrade with them, look, because...
No, not in Notorious.
You yell at her, it's done, look.
Yeah,
it's finished.
It's finished.
So do you think you're...
I never...
You're a bad guy?
I never touch...
You never touch your girlfriend?
I never...
A kid, he said? You like when never touch a kid too?
Oh, I was not comparing.
Comparing who, the ball? Only one at the chalet.
Only one time at the chalet.
Okay, no, mate, because it's very important what you said. Why you start to compare yourself with a guy who just arrived and have everything? This guy is going to have his time too, though. He's going to struggle someday, though. Because you know that it's impossible to be spontaneous like 100 times
no,
a year.
No, I know. But I never had that chance to be
never?
Like... No, even
hey,
if
you
I...
Did, you, come on, you did Norman Brathwaite, though.
I did all the shows.
Exactly.
I did all the things. But...
He just went to Place des Arts,
though. But... You know, say Luc Langevin, everybody in Quebec knows, and say Vincent C. Say Alain Choquette, everybody knows it.
Yes.
Say Vincent C.
Really?
Half, 40, 30%. So that's why I got hard time to sell stuff after.
Yes.
Now if I want to sell t-shirt, if I want to sell a magic box, if I want to sell a book, because my notoriety,
notoriety
is not big enough.
No, mate.
I cannot... You know?
Yes, I know. This is why I changed. This is why I switched in English. You know why? Because people say, it's so easy in French, you make so money. No. We have a small star system, but good luck to go up.
Yeah.
It's more tough to go up than trying me in English with and find my own way there. Because I remember when I quit, I did not quit French. Because I was tired of the business, I quit French because I have a big dream. You know, I want to achieve the big dream. I want to go to Los Angeles. I want to play to the store. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I realized that plafonner. You know plafonner? Like you are in a Just for Laugh. You sign with Just for Laugh. You say yes, I made it. No. They're gonna put you there, and you have to wait. Not when you're ready, look. Not when you think you're ready, when they're gonna think you're ready. And this, me and you, impossible. We have to work every day.
Yeah.
We have to say, if you sign me, it's because we're gonna wanna go there. They put you there, if you're not signed with somebody, you're screwed. Because my goal was like, when I'm gonna have a manager, I'm gonna succeed. Remember that time?
Oh, that's true, and that's not true anymore.
Not true anymore.
Because you don't need a producer anymore because of
exactly.
Internet. Like
you need to be good to do like Julien Lacroix. You said though, Julien Lacroix succeed because he did his own stuff.
Yeah, because everybody said no to him.
Exactly. So my point is, if I pay my rent in 2020, it's because I book myself, I produce myself. You know, I don't need a big production to take me 50% and wait there. You know, I did. I have the chance at the time to do that. And I was like that, tired. I was fuck. Why I did that? Why did I sing with a big production, and give me nothing? The only reason why they give me a show is because I have already some people who like me, so they take all my money, like 50%. Think about that. You sang with Just for Laugh, I think, eh?
No.
At the time, it was,
In France, yes, but I signed with Encore Production.
Okay, so it was another big brand.
Yeah.
So, are you still with them?
No.
Okay. Is it a mistake you made?
Yeah.
But at the time, it was the best thing of your life, though, when you signed,
yeah,
remember?
The thing is that they got personal shits inside.
That's exactly. You know, so they don't have time to help you.
You know, François, his daughter got in a car accident. They even made a TV show about it.
No.
Pour Sarah. Okay. Charles almost died, so he had no time.
For you,
for his production, so he put all the time for his daughter and other stuff. That
exactly my point.
I've been screwed, man.
Exactly,
I've been screwed.
Yes,
fuck you, Uncle. I've been screwed by you, and I know it was not their intention. It was not their intention because producer wants to make money.
Yes,
but still, at the end, I'm living with the consequence.
Yes.
And they are not because they have other people, exactly. other projects.
You're
but I'm living with the fucking thing. Yes. Now people think that my first one-man show was was a good show. Everybody know it was a good show. And it was good.
Yeah. Everything though.
But the other producer thinks it was a flop.
Because you don't send enough tickets.
Yeah. But that's not my fault because the show was fucking good and my job was to give you a good show.
Yes.
Now your job is to sell the fucking show.
Yes, my problem, man.
And if you can't sell the show, it's not my fault.
Exactly.
It's your fault. You didn't do the marketing well.
Yes.
But at the end...
Who pay?
I pay.
Man, they rent me the Théâtre Saint-Denis, okay? One year before the show. In August, just for fun, in August. Just for fun. My show is in October. Just for fun, I go see how many tickets. You can see the plan. 40 tickets. So I called my manager. So what the fuck, man? And he said, "Oh, it's life." I said, "It's life. Show must go on." I said, "Fuck you, man. Your job is to fill this place, not." So you know what I did? I sold 900 tickets, one by one. Let's see. Okay, 2014, 6 years ago. Okay, think about that. I was so pissed off. I will not see play front of 40 people. Look,
no.
At the outside. I sold all my ticket. I did 2 hours. See, I present myself because nobody. My manager said, "Can you present myself?" He said, "No." See, he was sitting like chilling and see, do nothing. Man, take me 50%. Man, je jure là. This make who I am now. I'm stronger than ever now. So I don't regret it. I learned of my mistake.
But it was not your mistake.
No, I know. You know what my mistake is? Pretend that if I am with somebody else, I'm going to succeed. But it's not true.
Well, it's true.
Sometimes.
If you're with the good person.
Yes. But how many good person in this business, they work for you, with you.
I realize that a lot of people who said, "Hey, I'm going to help you to go at the top." They just wait till you go at the top because whoever will be with you, you'll go at the top anyway.
Yes.
So just wait for that.
Yes.
And say, "Oh, look, I'm a big manager." No, fuck off.
I was with the big agency of booking, and the guy said, "Buy you a machine, counter machine, because you're going to make a lot of money." Okay? He told me that when I signed with them.
Did you buy the machine?
No, because I make no money this year because of... It was
in English or in French?
In French. He said, "I should twin machine."
Who was it?
I can't tell you because I don't want to. Trust me.
But now, how
just
do you
think
work?
About the biggest.
How do you work now?
Now, me, I before the COVID, I was sending 500 email every day of the big company, corporate. So I do. I sell my show. Ottawa, Cornwall, Toronto, Los Angeles.
Comedy. All in English?
I for the last 8 years, I pay my rent with my comedy in English. Because I every morning I said what I can do better to my career, you know? I moved 2 years in Toronto to be better in English. You know what I mean?
Now you came back?
Now I came back. After that, I go back to Los Angeles 6 months. I came back. Now I have another project I can tell you now, but...
So you play at the store?
I play at the store. I headline at all the club in California. Headliner, the main attraction body. In English, yes. You remember 8 years ago?
I should go there.
No, man, yes. It's why you think I bring you here, man? Listen, you remember...
should be an English comedian.
What is his name? He live in Saint-Lane, look. Remember this guy? Saint-Lane?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is his name?
Okay, yeah.
You don't know his name?
Yeah, I know, but he's in prison. I don't want to have trouble.
He's not in prison anymore. We have the discussion in the green room.
Jonathan Odette.
He was a great, talented guy, too.
Yeah.
He have a big show every year. He rent a big...
The Opal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The big show. And yeah. You were behind me and Dave Godette.
Yeah.
And Dave Gaddis said, "Why you go in English? It's too big, no money." And I said, "It's the dream. Okay, I don't do that for the money. If you do something for the money, it's good luck. You have to do that with the passion, you know? The dream, the dream, the kid's dream. Okay? To make people laugh, to make people think, see, oh, he did that. Magical, you know? But when we grown up, we forgot that because we all get screwed, okay? And the job is tough, okay? It's tough when you know already that during the show you do, you get screwed by the big company. You know what I mean?
And normally it's not the company who screw me, it's my entourage.
You signed how many years? Remember the with Encore?
It was for the two first one-man show, and after the first one...
First one-man show?
Yeah, but after the first one, I said, okay, so now let's put it the second one. They said, oh, no, it's okay. I said, yeah, perfect. Now, give me a letter.
Okay, so... But the first show was amazing.
I think so.
The first show... Did you record it on the DVD?
No, they didn't even record it. No, and even the last show, they didn't even tell me, okay, that's the last show. No, man, nothing.
No!
Nothing. Wow. It was, like, awful.
Wow.
It was, like... Go fuck yourself, guys. I have a magic trick for you, man.
Okay. Whoa. Is it dangerous?
I have a balloon.
Okay.
Okay, so you will think of an object, any object that you want in your head.
Okay, an object inside?
No, just an object, and my balloon will transform into your object.
Okay, I know my object.
You have one in your
head?
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, still think of it, I got it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Perv.
It was a cube Rubik.
In my head. No, no, it was a dick. It was a dick.
Is it you? Or is it just something you buy?
It's a prop, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yes. So, exactly this kid,
yeah.
This Vincent C, I want. This is why I invite you, because this kid, he's still alive, look.
Yeah.
He had a lot of shit on.
He's a little bit dead inside.
Yes, but he's not dead. Because if he was dead, you will never do the dick joke, look. Okay? Because
dick joke
is the best. Remember the phone? Which ball?
Yeah.
The red ball, remember? It was funny too. I love the birds. I love the way when you kid, when you...
You know what now? My show is sex. Sex.
It's sex now.
Yeah.
So do you still do the...
I still do the lobe sometimes because I'm fat now, so it's funny.
You're fat?
Well, I'm fatter than I was.
So I'm fucking fat.
No, well, compare to yourself. I compare to mine. Okay?
Really? You're not fat, man.
Well...
Okay, fat compared to yourself. When you're 20 years old, me, I was 20 years old, I was not fat like you.
I'm like more than 200 pounds now.
So why are you fat? What's happened? You love cheeseburger?
Beer.
Okay.
Beer, too much. Too much beer. I stop now.
How long did you stop?
2 weeks.
Is it fun? Is it great?
Yeah. When I walk in front of a mirror and it's like, oh, fuck. I have to stop.
Magic.
Yeah, no, it's not magic
it's
anymore.
It's a tricky mirror.
It's like, even if I... It's not magical.
No, I know. Is that something you need before a show, drink beer?
No.
It's always after.
No, I never drink before a show. I never smoke before a show.
Do you think you got the big head during the process?
No.
And it's why
they said
I don't want to work with you anymore?
I got a big head before that. Like when I was in CEGEP. And I went CEGEP.
And when I meet you, you were very cocky. And I know why now. It's because you decide to go inside the wall of comedian.
Yeah, but
remember that.
And you know what, man? It's pretentious. I knew I was good.
Yeah.
And I just wanted people to tell me.
Yes. Okay, so I want to know. Okay, so you have the best time of your life. I remember I meet you the time you did the show with the guy who changed the clothes.
Yeah.
I remember the sky was the limit. I saw in your eye. Remember the two hot dog?
Yeah.
Can you tell me the two hot dog?
Honey,
stay in the car.
I'm gonna get some hot dog.
And I come back. Two hours later because of me.
Yeah.
Because we talk about life like we do now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I was telling, my girlfriend's in the car.
Yeah.
And I said, why? Because she's waiting for the hot dog. From how long she's she waiting for?
Yes,
almost two hours.
In the car.
Well, let's go find her.
30 degrees.
And she was still in the car.
And she's still, you stayed with her 10 years.
12.
Because I think it was the first date, by the way.
Not the first.
But you know what? Not enough
maybe
to stay with you.
First months.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
and I left her in the car like my dog.
Yes. Yes. And you never let the door, the
she
window.
She never ate hot dogs.
No. But it was the best time of your life. I remember.
You remember?
You made it. You know. You know. You're somewhere.
Well, I thought it was starting sometime. You know,
yes,
because I got a good life. I got a good,
yes.
You know, I can live from my work. I don't care if I'm famous or not. I don't care at all
anymore.
No,
in the past,
I never
cared. You never cared to be famous.
I never care except when people put money on my show. People say, "Hey, man, you're gonna be a star." So I said, "Okay, from that time, let's do it for real."
Yes,
and then you see everybody. Don't help you or and you said, "What the fuck are you doing, guys?" So okay, you let me going down. So okay, thanks, good partners, and that's why I came back to. I don't care. You know what I said? Things on my shoulders. I don't care anymore. I don't want to be famous. I just want to live from what I love, and that was already what I was doing. Before I met you, before
yes.
I did Vamos Pa' Vegeta,
yes.
I was already doing like 75 grand per year.
Yes.
Just doing kid show and corporate and I didn't care about the rest. And I had fun and I was happy at that time.
Exactly.
And then when everybody told you, you're going to be a star, you're going to be, and you make a little bit more money. Okay, yeah. And now I was angry about everything because I was not going where they told me I was supposed to go.
Yeah.
So I was like, and everything is shit, and you're shit, and fuck you, and I was pissed, and I was angry, and I was mad, man, and I was not cool to live with, I think. And
the pressure?
Yeah, and then I said, why? I was happy before, so... Why this? I'm not happy in that shit.
Yes.
So I decided, so fuck off. And now I decide to live like I was living. So I got calls. Hey, cool. I don't have calls. Oh, I don't have calls. Instead of, why? No, fuck off. And that's why maybe I'm more happy now because j'ai fait un lâcher prise.
Yes. I give up on the big.
I said, well, if I make only, I don't know, 100 grand per year.
Only 100 grand a year.
While doing what I like.
It's better 100 grand by yourself than with a big business who doesn't care.
2 million.
Yes.
To be like,
exactly.
And all
yes.
the media.
Yes.
Oh, you did that wrong. You did that.
Yes.
Oh, you said that.
Yes.
Yeah, who cares, man? And 2020, people are sick.
Oh, yeah.
So we're like in...
You never beat somebody?
No.
You're lucky, man. Because if you beat somebody, you're screwed in 2020. If
I did worst.
You did worst, exactly. Why never try to do boat?
Boat what?
The big boat.
You're talking about boat for real?
Yeah.
Like
the big boat, like Jean-Pierre Parent.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's not fun.
I don't like that.
So you try?
No. I know I don't like that.
So what do you don't like? The boat?
It's to
go on the boat
stuff and be with the same people for 2 weeks and
yeah, but I think now they have a real show.
Yeah,
you don't need to do a fancy show. You can be yourself.
No, I know that, but the thing is that you have to. It depends. There's some boat that when you do your show, if you don't have show, you have to work with the crew.
Ugh,
okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't want that.
No, you're a star.
There's other place that you have to do like 3 shows a week or 4 shows, 3 shows a week, and the rest of the week, it's for you. That's fine. But still, you're with like 100 or 200, 300 people that you don't know.
Okay.
And you have to be with them for like 2 weeks.
Oh, I thought you can do just your show and go.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Hey!
Yeah. If you don't do that, they say.
And it's a boat, and I don't really like. Okay. Like I like to go in the south, and there's the beach, and I can travel the country, or but a boat, you have to stay there.
Yes. So in France, là, did you change the way you are? You changed your style. You did not arrive with the Vincent C from Quebec.
I decide to have a French accent.
Really?
Yeah.
Because do you think it's a, do you,
you can speak Quebec slower, and if you articulate well, they will understand you. But I speak fast, and I didn't want to take the chance to repeat or like them to lose a joke or so. I decide to. So I get the accent really. Hey, bonjour. Ouais, on va faire un truc de ouf. Vous allez voir. Allez, ta gueule, toi, ta gueule. Ouais. Donc c'est vraiment.
Do you regret that? To
no,
do that?
Not at all.
You no. Don't think it would be better if you stay who you are?
No, because they think I speak Quebec, because it's still not the French accent.
Yes.
And.
But you're a magician. You know, it's your character. You know.
Yeah, but I still have the same. I can say fuck you in French with the accent too. Va chier, it's the same in va chier.
But did you like it?
Yeah.
You like it to change your vocabulary on stage?
It's automatic.
Okay.
Man. Even when people call me.
Okay.
Like I was speaking with one of my friends yesterday in France for a TV show and. Hey, bonjour Gilles! It's automatic.
So, what is the difference to do a show in French here and in French in France? Besides to change your accent,
you have to show them that you're good over there. You have to prove to them.
You have to be pretentious, proud.
No, no.
Proud?
You have to. You have to prove to them that you deserve to be there. So and when you do it, they go like, okay, he's good.
Okay,
but you have to, they start like this. And then they go like this. In Quebec, they are like already like that.
Yes, exactly. So you're more nervous there.
More nervous because sometimes it can not work. But I don't know. My stuff works everywhere in the world. I don't even change the comedy inside the joke or something. I do the same. I just change the accent, and it works everywhere. So I think my humor is. Universal.
Exactly.
I think it's basic.
Do you have deception about the friends?
No.
No deception?
No. Well, yeah. Yeah, because I was supposed to be a big star in France with my one-man show and it was going well.
And like, you're going, think about that. Like if I'm your producer, look, for the last 10 years, you polished this 1 hour and a half.
Yeah, it was only 1 hour over there, I had to take up half hours, so it was like an hour.
Man.
So let's imagine with the decor, with everything.
With your style.
So it was awesome, but I was with Just for Laugh. And the day I had my how do you say the first date of your show? The
premiere. The opening, the premiere, yes.
The premiere, Gilbert Rozon got a scandal.
No!
Yeah.
The day of your premiere in France? The scandal here in 2017.
Yeah.
Summer, May 17?
No, October.
October 17. Really?
Yeah. And then, from then...
They push all of everything.
No, but you know, Just for Laugh in France, which is not Just for Laugh Montreal, it's two identity, they decided, Gilbert's not there. So they were not working.
Really?
So they screw up my career over there.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of Gilbert?
Not because of him.
No, I know, but I just want to be sure. Because it was Just for Laugh Quebec who believe in you in France, not Just for Laugh France.
No, Just for Laugh France signed me.
So why they don't care about you
because,
after Gilbert?
Because they knew it will close. The new Just for Laugh will close.
Just for Laugh France close?
Yeah.
No.
So,
who cares? Man.
And I did.
Man.
You know,
did you know that before the show, after?
No, the day before. I talked to Gilbert.
Fuck.
And I was supposed to do France Got Incredible Talent.
Yes.
Okay? La France a un incroyable talent.
With the bazooka?
No. It's been 7 years that the friends and Incroyable Talent called me every year. Hey, we want you on the show. And I was saying no every year because I said, I have nothing to sell over there. But that year, I had to sell a one-man show. So I said, yeah, I want to do it. And Gilbert was one of the judge. Eric Antoine is one of the judges. Is my friend.
Another magician.
And the other two people. I knew all the judge almost, and Gilbert was producing me. So you know it was really easy. But because of the scandal, they didn't air La France a un incroyable talent. So instead of being in September or October, it's been here in like November or December. So I lost all the publicity that I needed to fill up
your room,
my theater.
Yes.
And
the West was how many places in your theater every night? It was
400.
400.
So
wow, and it's big, 400, because it's France. You know how many shows every night?
It's more than 1,000.
Yes.
So, and the thing is that they lost like 2 million of cut de coûte. You know, viewers.
Yeah,
2 million viewers less than normally. 2 months after, so I lost all my publicity.
You worked all your life for that.
Yeah.
The day before Gilbert scandal arrived, and because of that, they did not, because you already record the show at the Amazing Talent?
Yeah, the quarterfinal was already filmed, and it was so good. But because
you killed?
Yeah, but because Gilbert was in it, they had to take off all the image of Gilbert. So they did editing of my stuff. So it was like, so instead of showing the quarterfinal and then the semifinal, they only showed the semifinal with like 10 seconds of sneak peek of the quarterfinal.
Fuck.
And if I knew it, I would have chosen another trick for my semifinal. But the thing is that they say you have to present to us a 3 minute trick. So okay, I got this. And then all the other fucking magicians present a 15 minute trick, but they do an editing of 3. So they seem really tight, but they are not, because it's 15 minutes with loose and it's long, but they edit everything, so the guy seems really good in 3 minutes with his 15 minute tricks. I do a 3 minute trick, real 3 minutes, they have no editing to do, so it seems that I'm tight too, but I'm really tight. He's not, he's looking 15 minutes, yes. Boom, editing.
Wow.
So at the end, I said, why did not do the bazooka, which is 10, and then do it and put it in 3 minutes? I will have killed, man. But I decide to go by the rules, but nobody is following the rules. So
who was your manager there?
I had not.
Not manager?
No.
So you have your own manager.
You have
a producer.
And I had a manager doesn't exist really in France. There's a producer who produced your show.
But he's not there.
And the producer was just for laugh.
Yeah, but he was not there at the premiere of your show. Who was there at your premiere?
Yeah, well, there's employee.
The entourage was there.
No, well, the guy who's... Gilbert was not working in Just for Laughs France. He was the owner of it.
I know that, but my point is nobody was there.
Yeah, everybody from the bureau was there.
Okay. So did you cry, man?
No.
That when you realized that your career is...
No, I was pissed, man. I was pissed because I have because I never wanted to sign with Just for Laughs France, because I've been working with them for like 5 years because of the Comedy Magic Show with Arturo Brachetti,
yes.
And I knew they were bad. Even Rachid, who is producing his show in France, didn't want to do a job with Just for Laughs France, and he was signed with Just for Laughs. So Just for Laughs France have to hire another person to be the producer
of his own
show, because he doesn't want to, he wants somebody else than Just for Laughs France. So that can tell you
how they suck,
man.
Yes.
When a guy from your own company,
yes,
doesn't want to work with you. So I said to Anka, I don't want to sign with them. And there were he's a big fucking star. Il faisait On demande qu'à en rire, puis Ruquier, Laurent Ruquier. Laurent Ruquier was interesting by me, But Ankara didn't want to go in France to pay a fucking plane ticket to me to go over there to do a showcase, and they didn't want to pay them a plane ticket to come here to see my show for like a showcase. So instead of working and go with the good guys, they said, "Nah, just for us, it's easier. They want us to sign now. So we just have to sign, they will pay for everything, we have to pay for nothing." So it was easier for Ankara to sign with Just for Laughs, even if I said, "I don't want to sign with Just for Laughs, friends, they suck." So we signed. And I said, "Okay, I'll sign. But man, remember what I say. I don't want to sign with them. So be ready to back me up, man, when I'm there."
They never back you up.
They never back me up.
So you're pissed.
And when I came back, I was pissed because I said, "I told you, yes. I told you,
yes,
that they were, yes, fucked." And it was all my fault.
Fuck.
From that time, it was all my fault.
Now, so now you cry after that.
No, because I was so pissed.
Oh man, for sure.
I was so pissed,
yes,
that I was like angry. And they were telling me, "Oh, you know
anger
what?
Anger management.
And this is because of your attitude. It's
really..."
Yeah, and you said, "No, man, no. Was really cool."
Yes.
Then
yes,
you fucked up all stuff. Yeah. Then I'm angry.
Yes.
And then you say that everything happens because I'm angry.
Yes. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yes. Oh no, fuck. And this is a great story, by the way. Okay, because this is no BS with SB, no bullshit. Okay, and today we live that because people think it's easy to do what we do. Plus, all we have to deal with incompetent people all the time.
Yeah.
And this is why it's a great story. Oh, you! Thank you so much, by the way, to be generous, to open that.
I never talked to that to other people because you know how it works. And it's all the same people always, and you don't want to lose jobs and everything. But you know.
So why? So why you talk now?
Because I don't care anymore.
Exactly, and you will never work with them anyway.
No.
Anymore.
No.
If you do that, you don't respect yourself.
No.
But the guy. Who know the day before that Gilbert Rozon everything, how did you do your show? I don't understand.
Well,
I know you did your show, but you know what I mean. Because you're intelligent, you know.
The review was so great. Oh,
exactly. So,
oh,
but all
the papers in France,
yes,
all the big papers, the Figaro.
Did you keep that?
Yeah, I got all of this,
oh
man.
Oh my God.
It's all good reviews. All good reviews. So that's why it's frustrating. It's, if I was bad or if I had bad reviews and said, "Yeah, I have to work on my..."
Exactly.
But when you know that everybody like what you do, everybody said that what you do is different, it's original, it's cool, and the show is good, well, then you know it's not your fault if it...
Exactly. You do what you have to do, but... Okay, so let's go there. You do your show, you just learned that Gilbert Scandale, do your show, but did you know that it's the end of the road for you? Or it's because now you know that because it's the past. But at the time, you know, when did you realize?
In November.
One month later, you realized that.
Yeah, because I asked for... is it a good idea in France to put quotes, you know, reviews on the poster? Because nobody knows me, so they will say, "Oh, Télérama said that about Vincent C. I don't know Vincent C, but if Télérama said that it was good, well, let's take a chance." And they said, "Yeah, it's good, it works." So I said, "Okay, can we do it?" So the day after the premiere, and it took a month and a half to have the poster.
So you know already that.
And I was calling them every day. And then I received a letter of arrestment because I was asking them to do their fucking job.
Arrestment?
Yeah.
Wow, man, in what world we live, man. Arrestment.
We live in the same world. Then one of my friend is working in an hospital, and there's a guy who's smoking where he can't smoke, who was using his cell phone where he can't. And my friend is the boss, and he said, "Well, man, you can't do that." And the guy said that he's been arrested, yeah, by my friend. And my friend said, "No, man, you're just doing stuff that you can't do."
Exactly.
So I'm telling you, because if I don't, I will be grounded.
Yes. So what's...
the Saint-Scorsese syndicate.
Yeah.
And the syndicate now is on well, it's normal, is with the employee and is telling the boss that he's a victim. And he said, man, no, you're not a victim, man. He just tell you to not do this because you can't do it. It's the rules.
Yes.
So now people who go against the rule can be a victim.
Wow.
So it's a mad world, man.
Yeah, no, I know. But it was always like that. But because of the social media now and everybody, the expression, the Karen.
Yeah.
You know, the
Karen.
Karen always exists, but now we can film them.
Yeah,
you know
but
what I mean?
The thing is that, no, we won't go in that, but there's left.
Remember, the power, too much power to the people who don't deserve that.
Yeah, but it's not only this. Yeah.
No, let's go back. So 1 month later, when you realize that it's long to have the poster with the good critic, you knew, and you live in France.
I live in France. Think about apartment. That. I'm with my girlfriend.
Think about that, the compromise you made in your life.
That's one of the reasons I'm not with my girlfriend anymore.
Yeah, because she suffers a lot.
Suffers from the tension. And now you try to call the people from Quebec to tell them, man, call Just for Laugh. You try to call Just for Laugh. You realize 2 months after that you left friends that the producer in Just for Laugh, they block your number on their cell phone, so that's why you couldn't reach them. And you said, what the hell? Now Le Plus Grand Cabaret du Monde want to have you on their TV show, every show, and Just for Laugh over there tell them no. So I have to call them back, say no, yes. And I have to, and man, it was incredibly insane.
So now you have a long depression because of that, and because I remember when you arrived, I said, "Oh, are you all right?" And he said, "It's okay." See, but what did you learn about that in your present now? It's something to say to somebody like, "I don't care anymore," but I don't care anymore, but I still enjoy do what you do. Or are you gonna quit?
No.
You know what I mean?
I'm not gonna quit, but I won't go anymore to Alma for 1,000.
Yes. Yes.
I won't go.
Alma. It's 11 hours.
To l'Abitibi Témiscamingue for $500.
For sure. I stopped that long time ago. It's 22 hours. It's 14 hours.
I start back to do a lot of show in the last 2 years because I needed money, and I was people like, it's been a while that I was in France, so people didn't have the reflex to call me for a show because I was not in the circuit anymore.
Exactly. So they forget you.
So I decide to
call back.
So I did show at $25 and $50 a lot for 2 years and now I got calls.
Yeah, so. But I saw the market in French now. They kill the other market who we succeed. Remember the $500 show? Drummondville, Granby Hall, it's dead now.
It's dead.
No show anymore.
It's
people.
You got the Bordel for $125.
Yeah, but it's 15 minutes.
Yeah, and you can go there. You can three shows.
If you go there.
You can do the three shows, but so you stay there like 5 hours.
No, you don't pay your rent with that.
No.
You know what I mean? My point is, me, I'm not famous at the time. I pay my rent.
I make a lot of money, man. Bars too.
And nobody know me in French, though.
No.
You remember?
I don't think you can pay your rent
anymore.
Right now anymore bars.
No, I know.
You need to corporate. You
yes,
need to do.
And they don't have enough time. And they are not stronger enough to do corporate. Corporate is tough, though.
It's tough,
you
man.
Know what I mean?
And you know what? They charge the same fucking price that we charge with 20 years of experience.
Yes.
And no,
exactly.
You're not good.
So where do you see yourself in 5 years?
In a box.
In a box? In a box? Oh, you have a new trick?
Yeah, a new trick. Why I die inside the earth.
Whoa. No, but do you still are you still inspiring? Inspiration about coming about tricks?
I wrote a second show.
Okay.
Which I was supposed to tour, but because of COVID, everything is canceled.
Yes.
So, man, I'm going one day at a time.
Exactly. Good attitude. Do you like where you are now with that?
Yeah.
So, okay, this is the car you touched before we record it, so remember?
You have to wash it after?
No. So you have the chance to go back in the past and change something, okay?
Yeah.
Would you like to change something?
Oh, yeah.
What?
A couple of choices.
Let's go there.
Yeah. I think I would go back in 2009.
And not sign anything?
When I won...
Just for laugh.
Just for laugh, yeah.
And what?
And then...
You broke the
No, and then just wait. Instead of signing for the first one. It kills me, that too. Guy Laforce. Chris de Guy Laforce de Marne.
I don't do anything, you know that.
I know, I don't care about
it's raw. You
can't fucking die.
No, you know what I mean? Don't tell me in 2 months. Why, well, you know, because I can't do nothing. I can't bip. It's raw. I told you.
Yeah.
We arrive, we talk, we go.
So, I lost.
So, why you say that? Ah, I remember that.
Man, I lost.
Ah, I remember you did your show. It was, come on, I always say that, when you want to sell the show, la?
Yeah.
Where it was? Was that Club Soda? What was the I went there to this guy want to produce your show, but you want to sell the show at the same time? A showcase, remember?
Yeah, man, he just want to make money without working.
Okay,
so that's it.
Okay, so this is the first guy you signed with.
Long
this is 2009.
The first one, yeah.
You will wait.
And I signed with him for manager and producer.
Yes, because we are so insecure. Remember when we call on the phone later and say insecure? Like, we need to be insecure first, by the way, because every a lot of people are not good there for the good reason.
Yeah.
For the passion of.
I lost 70 grand.
Whoa.
Because of him. And then I signed with Encore because. They were my saver, my sauveur, my angels, and I should have signed with Just for Laugh, I think, Quebec,
before.
But I had the choice between Just for Laugh and Encore.
Okay.
And I chose Encore because they were the first one to ask me.
So, but why you will sign with why you will go to the past signing with Just for Laugh when Just for Laugh screw you?
Just for Laugh friends.
Friends screw you.
It's not the same. Okay. Company.
It was not okay. No, okay. But Just for Laugh France and Just for Laugh Quebec, you did not sign with Quebec at that time. It was France. It's weird. How it's possible to sign with France and not Quebec when you're a French Canadian who want to succeed in France? You know what I mean?
Well, it's not the same company.
I know, but they should said, you know what, see this Gilbert Rozon.
Yeah, but in Quebec, I was already signed with Encore.
Management and production?
No more management.
Just production?
Yeah.
So nobody never managed you? You never have a guy who help you fighting?
Since Guy Laforce, no.
Wow.
So that's the other thing.
Yes.
In France, you can go by yourself and argue your...
Exactly.
Here, no.
No.
You need a manager.
Yes.
Because as the moment you talk to a producer and your voice...
They think it's you're the comedian.
Yeah, and they think you're
pretentious.
Oh, man, they don't understand that thing. But you got a manager, he can shit on you, he can scream at you. But this is not the artist who stopped speaking. So.
So why English don't exciting you?
I'm not good enough.
You're great. Why do you say that?
But I don't think I'm good
enough. If you can... switch and friends like that, and you can talk like you talk.
Yeah, but I you know, I miss words. I miss
vocabulary. Me too. Oh, you think I start coming in English? You think I was perfect?
No,
I'm still struggling.
You're still not. So,
but people still enjoy.
Probably.
So why is it? Because it's something you don't like? You don't like to come in English?
I did.
Yeah, I know he did, but why was it not so? Because in English, it's you, though.
Yeah. And
sky's the limit in English.
A couple of my friends told me, man, if you were a magician in English, you would be millionaire, man.
Show me a good a magician like you, like with your style in English.
Like in English, there's well, he's out a little bit and he's more a comedian than a magician, but the amazing Jonathan, he was good, man. He was a star. You know the amazing Jonathan?
No, I think he's an old guy, a long time ago.
Older guy, yeah.
Is it still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Is it still doing magic?
He struggled a little bit because he got heart problems and drugs problems. Okay. But man, this guy, as he showed in Vegas for like 30 years.
Man, when Jonathan Langlois went to Vegas, I was like, wow.
Yeah, but he was not a real theater.
I know, but I didn't know at the time.
No, me either.
Man, I'm so happy you came. I'm so happy you give us a see the raw, okay? The raw of the business.
Let's
man.
Go back in 1981 was I was in the vagina of my mom.
Yes.
And let's start back this life.
Yes. Yes. And listen, how old are you?
39.
Yes, 39. You're a kid, man.
40.
30. I'm gonna have 46.
But I look like 29.
Exactly. So don't give up, man. I think you should take all the struggle you get and just refocus, man.
You
because you still who you are. If they have to take you your talent, I will understand you pissed off. But you still you, man.
Yeah.
Okay. You still you, and you grown up a lot, and they want you. They want you. You depressed. They don't want you. Like, oh yeah, fuck you. I'm gonna start my own thing and succeed. Trust me. So they are happy now. You depressed. Oh yes. But you will not be depressed anymore.
No, but
you know what I mean. You're gonna come back strong. Like, hey. Man,
but the character is good, man.
Man, I remember you, man. Fucking cocky, man. Fucking nobody can touch you, man. I was like, calm down, buddy. Calm down, you, man. I'm Vincent CST. I'm going there. Remember this guy? Remember this guy? He's still there.
Yeah.
Just clean the shit and go back stronger, man.
Yeah, but
okay.
I live for me now. I live
exactly,
for myself.
Exactly. And you know what is good for you, not what is good, and you know who you are, because before we start the podcast, I said, you know you're a superstar, man? And you said, no, I'm not.
I'm not.
You are. And when you're gonna re-switch...
I can be, but I'm not.
When you're gonna re-switch the way you think, like you did in the past, like you are a star. You know that. And it's not pretentious to pretend, because if I said you're a star, it's empty. It's not like, oh, I'm a star. No. You are talented. You have something to give to the people, man.
Thanks, man.
No, no. You have to understand. You have something amazing. If you quit, they win.
The thing is, I don't really understand English. So.
I know, sorry. I know you feel cheap. Like you don't like to give you love now. And you're not comfortable because everybody give you shit. And now somebody, a guy, is to invite you in the podcast. Said, you're amazing. You're a star.
No
and
BS for SB.
But, hey, Vincent. Okay, forget the camera. Là. I love you, man. You're a great guy. You work so hard. You will not give up just because it's...
No, I'm not giving up.
You have a YouTube channel?
Yeah,
Vincent C.
Yeah.
Go see this amazing comedian because I hate magic.
I hate too.
And when I saw you, I was pissed off, man, because I said, fuck, ST, I love magic again, ST. You know?
Yeah.
So come on, man. Thank you so much, buddy.
Hey, welcome.
Okay?
Glad to be here.
I want to see your one-man show in English soon at Netflix. Let's go, ST.
Let's try this.
How are you, buddy?